Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here, Monday, November 28th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Gavin Newsom says he will not challenge Joe Biden in 24. Record number of people are now carrying guns. Disney's latest woke movie bombs. The white sign language interpreter fired because of the color of his skin settles in court. Also ahead, evil on the gallop in America. But first, California Governor Newsom confirming he will not challenge Joe Biden in 24 if the president chooses to run again. Said Newsom, quote, "I've told everyone in the White House I will support Joe Biden. He beat Trump once. He can beat him again. I hope he runs. Let his polls show Mr. Biden in a statistical tie with Donald Trump if the two face off again next time around. The odds of President Biden running again are low." A survey from the American Journal of Public Health finds 6 million Americans now carry a loaded handgun every day. That's up from 3 million in 2015. The report shows many first-time buyers are concerned with rising crime. Just 10 years ago, most adults carried weapons only for hunting or recreation. Today, it's for protection, as it should be. The latest animated movie from Disney bombing, the film called Strange World, cost $180 million to produce. It has made just $20 million so far. Some critics blame the flop on the movie's woke agenda. The plot features a gay teenage romance, a divorce, and a group of scientists saving the planet from climate change. The sign language interpreter fired from Disney's Broadway production of The Lion King for being Caucasian has settled his discrimination case against the theater company. Veteran performer Keith Wan was dismissed from the show earlier this month because, quote, "It is no longer appropriate to have white interpreters represent black characters on Broadway or any other production." Of course, that is discrimination. In a moment, bias is evil, and so are many things we see every day. Right back.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings and barbecues. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. I am thinking about evil. Last week, another horrendous mass shooting by a psychopath in Colorado, quickly followed by carnage in Virginia. Now, on my program, The No Spin News, I cut through all the gun control noise and defined the real problem: evil. Viewers then wanted me to further define the concept of evil, which is rarely discussed in this country anymore, so here goes. Good and evil is the biblically based struggle to see who will dominate the world. Good, obviously the Creator, evil, Satan. But studying the Bible has been demonized, pardon the pun, in our hyper-secular society. Any kind of religiosity, even if it's not organized religion, can get you labeled in a pejorative way. But in order to understand evil, you have to channel Moses and the Ten Commandments. Uh-oh, a document that instructs folks about what not to do? Can't have that, far too judgmental. Most Americans might be able to remember a few commandments like do not kill or commit adultery, but it gets foggy after that for some secular citizens who far outnumber spiritual Americans. But the commandments which adorn the main chamber of the U.S. Supreme Court are simple. If you intentionally harm another person, that is an evil act. But haven't most of us done that? Yes, we're all sinners. We are often weak. We lie about others, bearing false witness. We steal, cheat, and we put our own desires ahead of others, even if that hurts them. So most human beings commit evil acts, but it is those who consistently harm people who are truly evil. I put that number about 15% of humanity based on my experience and historical knowledge. A lot of folks. Of course, few will admit they're evil. There's always an excuse. Here's a vivid example. The drug addict who steals, mugs, sells narcotics in order to get money to get high. These people routinely commit acts of evil. But society has afforded them an out. They have a disease. Therefore, the crimes they commit are ignored in many jurisdictions. So the addict or alcoholic is free to live a life of inebriation, harming their children, their families, and countless strangers in pursuit of mind alteration. These people are allowed to run wild while bringing pain and suffering to those they target. It's evil. American public schools need to begin teaching about the struggle between good and evil, which defines the Judeo-Christian philosophy upon which the U.S. Constitution is based. If the kids do not get those lessons, this nation is doomed. In a moment, something you might not know. Did you know that every day could be a perfect day if you have an American Home Shield warranty? You are covered for unexpected breakdowns, like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and placements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros we'll handle it according to your coverage. Do not let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry. Be warranty. 20% off plans. You can get that at ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered as a service and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by a home builder or manufacturer. Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 151 years ago today, 1871, a group of men were tried and convicted in South Carolina. Their crime? Conspiring with an illegal organization to subvert the Constitution of the United States. It was the first federal effort to stop violence against Black Americans in the South. Here is the story behind the trial of the Ku Klux Klan. After the Civil War, Congress immediately ratified the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments to protect former slaves who were now free. The movement to block Blacks from voting then went underground. Founded by a group of Confederate veterans, the KKK grew from a secret fraternity to a paramilitary force. Members terrorized and sometimes killed folks promoting equal rights. To stop the mayhem, Congress passed the Third Force Act. President Ulysses Grant signed the law on April 20, 1871. It allowed the U.S. Army to march into the South and fight the Klan. The president was granted the power to suspend habeas corpus and detain those accused of perpetuating violence against African Americans. Within days, nine counties in South Carolina were placed under martial law. Thousands were arrested. Beginning in October, the Fourth Federal Circuit Court in Columbia, South Carolina, began prosecuting Klan members. 140 were convicted. By the end of 1872, Northern Republicans adopted a softer approach to the Southern states. One year later, President Grant announced a policy of clemency for the Klansmen and withdrew federal troops. In 1882, the U.S. Supreme Court unanimously decided it was unconstitutional for the federal government to use the military to enforce local election laws. That ruling led to horror and to Jim Crow. And here's something else you might not know. It took another 80 years for the feds to completely take down the KKK. The organization was mostly destroyed by the FBI under J. Edgar Hoover in the 1960s, with the use of undercover agents and wiretaps. Back after this.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings and barbecues. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.